for all of you who may be interested. Here are McCabe's top 10 German-English viruses. 1. Saying, I have gone, instead of saying, I went. Essentially, have gone in English is present perfect. In other words, it's the now past, or the recent past. If this was yesterday or last week, you went. 5 minutes ago, you have gone. Virus number 2. Saying, I will go to the mountains at the weekend. You made the decision before now, so you are going to go to the mountains. Number 3. Saying, I'm coming from Cologne. You come from Cologne. Coming from Cologne means being on your way from there right now. Number 4. Actual prices. The prices are not actual, they're current. Actual or real prices have nothing to do with time and could refer to the Stone Age. Virus 5. Saying, thanks, fine, instead of fine, thanks. English syntax is sensitive to reversal, unlike German. Virus number 6. Please send me the input till Friday. As we suggested before, this should be by Friday, unless you want an actual flood of material. Number 7. Shaking hands and using the surname. Try using the first name without shaking an acquaintance's hand continuously. Virus 8. Saying please instead of sorry or excuse me. Virus 9. Talking shop without the expected preliminary small talk. And virus number 10. Being too busy to pick up a phone and say hello from time to time.
Out of office.
I talk a lot about the ins and outs of correct English, about phrasal verbs, prepositions, and so on. But that's only one half of the equation, and it's not even the most important half. The other half, of course, is doing your job in English with equal success, winning new customers and big deals, breaking into new markets. What's important here are your social skills, not even so much your personal qualities. Is there a difference? Well, yes. Basically, it's the difference between know-how and can-do, between competence and willingness. In the German-speaking business environment, it would be impossible to succeed without being competent, honest, and punctual. These personal qualities are simply taken for granted. If you don't have them, you've got a problem. In the rest of the global village, however, there may equally be expectations of your social skills. So you're not only honest, you're tactful. That's all very well in theory, but how does it work out in practice? Well, for example, it means you don't tell the guy you can't meet him this week because you're so busy. Does he really want to know that? You simply offer him the first available free slot without comment. And you don't tell him you've got a different opinion directly. Does he like the fact he's being disagreed with in front of his boss? You praise the intelligence of his viewpoint before you move on to disagree with him politely. You don't tell the guy you're on holidays again next week. Out there, they don't have so many. You simply say you'll be out of the office. Responding to your contact's expectations in this way is the first step in your future success.
The tenses.
A couple of minutes ago, I listed some of the classic mistakes the average German speaker makes in English. You may have noticed that my top 3 viruses all had to do with the system of English tenses. Talking about time is not only crucial in a global village, it's also one of the trickiest things to master straight off. Originally, there were only 2 tenses in English, the present and the past. The future, of course, is not a pure tense as such. It's a combination of verb plus auxiliary verb, like will go, will do. In turn, these 3 basic formats are each subdivided into 3 further formats, like the simple, the continuous,